This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And now Disney's targeting of your children at age zero.
The supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is promoting the whole gender role thing where you've seen these hippie LGBTQ parents where they're having their little boys wear dresses and play with Barbie dolls, but also cars and the girls, and you can't even tell who's what and what's what. But the odd thing is, it seems like they're always kind of pushing the little boys into the Barbies and stuff a little bit more than they're pushing the girls into, you know, Xbox or Ninja Turtles. And when she sings, she's a baby rock star.
I'm a nasty woman.
Feminist baby is as smart as she seems. Have you seen how smart some of these feminists seem in real life?
I am the feminist who is out to ruin your life. I am the feminist who is pushing your daughter down the slippery slope of sluthood.
This is the whole going against the grain, going against tradition, going against your parents, teaching children to be naughty. Feminist baby can be whatever she dreams. Yes, that's right, little perfect penguins, unicorns, little Zs and Zs. You can be whatever it is you dream. And if they don't like it, well, then anyone who doesn't call you by your proper pronoun, you make sure to notify us so we can round them up and put them in prison camps.
You will address me by whatever my proper pronoun is for the day
yes,
that I've decided to be, or you will face the consequences.
You know, it's one thing for some just random oddball feminist named Lauren Brantz to write this book and think that it's even going to make any sense to two-year-olds. But it's another thing to be having it being published and distributed by Disney. But is it any wonder when you've seen this whole pedophile, complete corrupt culture in Hollywood and in big corporations like Disney? We've seen the Weinstein scandal. We've seen all of these scandals. Corey Feldman coming out talking about pedophilia in the movie industry. So when you see things like, you know, promoting little children to take off their pants, it's no surprise when you find out that it's Disney.
And, of course, her first word is not Papa. It's smash the patriarchy that the big mega corporations that run slave factories in China came up with. How do we make the public become enslaved? Well, just sabotage their family. They'll be so pathetic they'll never stop us, sir. Good. And then even Sean Parker comes out and tells you it's the plan, and you don't care because you're Lauren Brantz and you're paid for to do this. And she's got her little sickening event, because most people that read BuzzFeed obviously don't have children. That's admitted. So you go there, and she has a weekly cartoon putting down family, putting down sexes, putting down men and women. I mean, talk about a cult like space aliens arrived and said, there are no women, there are no children. Stop having children. Your baby doesn't want to come out because Trump is here. And it goes on and on and on. The dad says his baby's beautiful. But see, that's a microaggression. She goes, cough, cough, cough. I'm smart and capable, too. Yeah, absolutely. Daddy, you don't say I'm beautiful. That was hateful of daddy that's half me that gave life to me. It's just teaching your kids to be total basket cases, freaking out over what words people use because they're about to get useless college educations. This is the rear guard action of the folks that sold them worthless educations to turn them into gibbering basket cases so they never figure out who screwed them over. So there you go. Feminist baby. Sexualizing children, targeting children like true predators. And on store shelves at Target. We got to stop shopping with all these people.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In all major cultures, targeting children with religion, with political ideas, with medical operations, with drugs, is illegal. Because it's up to the parents, it's up to their grandparents, it's up to the community, how they want them to be introduced to the world. But for the advertisers and the big global combines, they crave more than anything on earth early access to your children so they can habituate them or train them and create attitudes and behaviors and habits that literally let them own your child. Now, a good parent teaches children to think for themselves, teaches them the classics about how to think, about how big the universe is, their relationship to others. But if you look at modern leftist agenda, it's the opposite of what classical leftists like Thomas Jefferson would teach. Like Feminist Baby, a book we reviewed that shows the sexualization of little girls and little boys and like their pent-up girls sticking their butts out. And that, you know, they're feminists and they throw fits and they can be boys if they want. I mean, if you wanted to create a mentally ill person that ends up being a basket case, this is how you do it. But it's by design. This is a virus, a political virus to absolutely break down society and culture. But that said, we now have U.S. legislator calls out EA Games, the biggest in the world, and Disney's predatory practices with Star Wars-themed online casino. You know, I ran into this about 6-7 years ago. My son, Rex, who you all know is a great guy, and he's 15 years old now, but back when he was about, I don't know, 8-9 years old, maybe younger, maybe it was longer than that, maybe 6-7 years old, he stayed with my parents for the weekend, and they let him use their iPhone to play a video game that looked innocuous, where you battled dragons. But then I got him back on Monday. He stayed there over the weekend while my former wife and I went out on a vacation, short vacation, to the beach. And we came back, and my parents a few weeks later said, my gosh, we had a $400 bill on our credit card. Rex was playing this, I forget the name of it, some dragon game. You're trying to get treasure. Again, it was 6-8 years ago, right when iPhones had come out. And then I learned later that even though my children didn't have iPhones, they would ask me to download games, and I learned almost every time that it was military games or geometric games or Pac-Man type games, that just to even be able to win the level, you have to pay money. This just happened on vacation about 6 months ago. I was in Hawaii with my children, and on the plane, they said, hey, Dad, we've downloaded this game. Can we play it? And I said, once we land, you can. And what's the game? Super Doodle, where you like, what's the game where you have like a long nose and you jump upwards as you go up? Again, I'm teleprompter free. I don't pre-plan the stuff I talk about. Doodle Jump, Doodle Jump, Doodle Jump. So they're playing Doodle Jump in the taxi to the hotel. And we get to the hotel and we're checking in. And now we're in the room. And I go, let's go to the beach. And they go, hold on, Dad, I've almost gotten past the level that if you'll just pay $5, I can clear this last level. And I went Doodle Jump that I played at the arcade or that I even had on a desktop. It costs money now, like it's a coin machine in my house. So talk about exploitation of children. It's still ongoing. But imagine in a few hours playing on my dad's iPhone years ago, my son racked up $400 in charges tied to his Apple ID and to his credit card. And so now we've got EA, one of the biggest, or not the biggest video game manufacturers and producers and actual game creators, and Disney working together to target kids with Star Wars games where you get tricked into paying money to be able to play the game, even though it's supposedly a free game. So now Representative Chris Lee, Democrat of Hawaii, held a press conference to talk about this. This is the casino gulag that 8-9 years ago, Max Kaiser was told by high-level folks in New York was the plan. So this is where they are. It's very predatory. It's the way they're targeting our children. We should all be aware of it. Here it is.
We are here today to ensure future protections for kids, youth, and everyone when it comes to the spread of predatory practices in online gaming and the significant financial consequences that it can have on families and has been having on families around this nation. This game is a Star Wars-themed online casino designed to lure kids into spending money. It's a trap. And this is something that we need to address to ensure that particularly kids who are underage are not...
Back this up. It's a trap, like Admiral Akbar would say. That's what the WikiLeaks and that's what the Facebook and that's what the Twitter and Google documents show, is that we're exploiting you, we're making you a loan, we're giving you anxiety, and we're getting your money. They're not like selling you something you need, like a car or medicine or clothes. Great. It's no. Get you in here, suck your parents' money out, and not let your parents even know what you bought into. Let's continue.
A Star Wars-themed online casino designed to lure kids into spending money. It's a trap. And this is something that we need to address to ensure that particularly kids who are underage, who are not psychologically and emotionally mature enough to be able to gamble, which is why gambling is prohibited under 21, are protected from being trapped into these cycles, which have compelled many folks to spend thousands of dollars in gaming fees online. We're looking at legislation this coming year which could prohibit access or prohibit the sale of these games to folks who are underage in order to protect families, as well as prohibiting different kinds of mechanisms in those games. We've been talking with several other states as well, legislators there, who are looking at the same thing. I think this is an appropriate time to make sure that these issues are addressed before this becomes the new norm for every game.
One of the things that's really disturbing about this to me is that this was previously a business practice that was mostly seen in the mobile gaming market, your iPad, your iPod games. And now it's moved into the main event. This is a AAA title that's being released by the world's largest gaming studio. And it has the most popular intellectual property in the world attached to it. And it's marketed squarely at children. Some of you folks who are a little older may remember a character by the name of Joe Camel. He's not around anymore. And we didn't allow Joe Camel to encourage your kids to smoke cigarettes. And we shouldn't allow Star Wars to encourage your kids to gamble.
That's right. Disney is over here targeting and sexualizing your children with Feminist Baby, with her sticking her butt out saying, I'm sexy. You know, I'm a sex symbol. I don't wear pants if I don't want to. I'm a feminist. I can be a boy if I want to. And finally saying Feminist Baby can be whatever she dreams. But you're going to tell her what to dream, right? We're going to buy this at Target put out by Disney. And then we've got Disney over here hiring convicted pedophiles to run movie productions with children. And Harvey Weinstein's the guy hiring them. Boy, I tell you, imagine the top folks that defend Harvey Weinstein. What type of people are they? I think we're going to be learning here on the air very, very soon about those types of individuals. But this is it. And just like Sean Parker, former president of Facebook, said 2 weeks ago, We exploit you with dopamine and psychological warfare. It's designed to manipulate and control you, to not empower you, but to make you weak and make you depressed and make you controlled so we can run and destroy your life. Fully control you, fully dominate you. And now I can't believe my blind spot that I knew about these gambling games 6-7 years ago. Because you can hand your child your iPhone for an hour, you got a $400 bill on your hands. Why didn't I ever cover this? Thank God this Democrat congressman brought this up. Thank God the crew brought it up, because it's true. Again, I just ran into Doodle Jump 6 months ago. Is now paid to get past the level. It will not let you get past unless you pay money. And they're not telling you when you download it. That's the case, and it's tied to your credit card. So we've got regular gambling, you know. Why not put casinos and inside the public schools? We've got it controlled for a reason, and it shows how exploitive the left is and how they're targeting children. It's about controlling markets and absolutely wrecking society.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, as I began to get politically aware 25 years ago, I'd read about loveless organizations and their goals, and I would read the name Ted Malik. And Ted Malik, again, has served on the executive board of the World Economic Forum. That's one of the most powerful public globalist organizations, if not the most powerful. But then, even before he began to get really critical of it in the last 10 years, I'd already read some of his writings that were promoting kind of an Americana system worldwide. But since he's been joining us in the last year and a half, wow, what a great asset to have join us, because he predicted the beginning of the breakup of the EU many years ago. We're now seeing that accelerate. I want him to chronicle, since he last joined us a few months ago, what's happened since then. Attempts to prop up this anti-free market facade. Its attacks on families. Its political goals. Why it's allied with the most radical forms of Islam. And then what he really thinks Trump is up to trying to counter this. Ted Malik, TedMalik.com, joins us. He also has a new book out. We'll tell you a little bit about coming up later, dealing with business common sense. Business and more. In fact, here it is right here. I've taken my copy home and read it a month ago, but Nico just handed me another copy. Principles for Profitable Leadership. So clearly the whole agenda of the globalists is to make you stymied, to handicap you so they can have an organized, centralized economy. Well, we know from North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, under communism, that is a nightmare. We know the free market system is the way to go. So in this segment, let me just get the weather forecast from him. When we see their attempts to overthrow Trump, saying he's a Russian agent, we see the attempts to stop nationalism in Europe, is it fair to say it's failing with Merkel about to be out, Macron's trying to sound like, that's coming up next segment, a populist now? I mean, really, in evidence, we see victory, but in rhetoric, I hear them saying we've all been defeated. What's the truth from your perspective?
Well, the truth is the battle is still on, and we have seriously not won that battle. The war is maybe in the early stages, and I think that we have to take it to them. I just got out of the British Parliament. I was just there minutes ago, and I was talking to a number of Conservative MPs. And I would say there's only a fraction of those British Conservative MPs who understand the war that we're facing. And the fact that socialism and worse are at their doorstep. In some ways, some of them even capitulate to the centralizing and statist orientations in Europe. So it's a fraction of conservatives, frankly, that know what we're up against, whether it's in the United States, in the Republican Party, or in the Conservative Party of Great Britain. When you get to the continent in Europe, it's even a smaller number. So we're fighting the battle, but the war is still very much on. And I just heard your last segment to tie into it, Alex. The war is also on in the culture. It's not just in politics. This globalist orientation is out to destroy our families, destroy our cultures, and I've written about this recently, to take away the entire virtue of manliness.
And we're going to talk about that, because I was going to get into that day. It's funny you sent me an article, unbeknownst, we're on the same wavelength here. But what you said is very, very critical, I think really astute. Yes, it's a tiny minority of leadership against corrupt authoritarian globalism. But all over the world, it's super hot and people are hungry for it. It's like, there's the market. People want it. It's good. It makes sense. It works the best. It's been tested over and over again. But then there's not that many high priest of it is what's funny. And so many people buy into the globalist model, they think cozying up to it will give them personal power. From a Machiavellian perspective, and I'm not saying this to be Machiavellian, this is true, the greatest place to get personal success and power, and morally so, help people, would to get back into Americana, free market, and anti-authoritarian globalism. I mean, it's crazy. It's super hot. Trump gets it. He's leading it. But there aren't other people jumping on board, even though the population's ready.
I agree. Peter Thiel, who's quite an astute observer and, of course, a very wealthy Silicon Valley investor, said that there's a bull market in free market politics, and we have to ride this bull market. And I think Trump is doing precisely that. It's a very critical juncture this week in the United States. The Brexit decision is actually at a critical turning point in the next month. And in Europe, there are a number of political elections coming up early in the next year in Italy and in other countries where we can take this fight to them and move it to the next level.
You're the expert in Europe, and again, you know, your degree and your whole background is understanding communities and global markets and how they all tie together as international political economy, so geopolitical economy system and understanding those interactions. But you see Italy voting against EU expansion. You see France politically moving away. You see Merkel in deep trouble. You see Czech Republic voting to be anti-globalist. You see Austria voting in a patriot. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, that's what I'm saying. All the indicators show win, win, win.
Right. If you look at the barometers, there's a lot of wins. That's not to say that we've, again, won the war. And it's not to say that, the EU is not going to fight back, that they're aren't globalists, I mean, all over the place, in the media, in politics, in the culture. So by no means is this a done deal. It's just that the tide is flowing out, and Trump and Brexit are, frankly, the bellwethers when it comes to that tide. So we need to keep pushing every front. We need to defend the family. We need to defend religious institutions across the board, no one denomination, all of them. We need to defend our civic associations. We need to defend our free schools. We need to defend our free-thinking think tanks, particularly those that favor free market-oriented polities. And we need to basically, I want to challenge your audience, we need to buy and shop at those companies that are part of a domestic supply chain.
And what you just said is the total revolution. Spend some time on that before we go to break. Economically, voting with your dollars, that's one of the greatest powers we have.
Indeed, we have the wallet. And I'm not saying we need to boycott everything or we need to, you know, use all the tricks of the left. But
yeah, nobody's perfect, but just be conscious of your power.
You had a great segment. You just talked about Disney and other companies that are exploiting young children. Well, let's teach Disney a lesson.
Well, I want to hear about this. We got about a minute till break. How do you think we do that, sir?
Well, I think we look at the businesses where Disney is doing those things, and we basically say we're not putting up with that any longer. We're not buying the books that they put out. We're not attending the movies that they want us to attend. We're not going to watch their channel. We're going to turn it off. And maybe parents can take control again. I mean, this is a really radical idea. Maybe we can have in loco parentis again in families, and parents can be parents for a change.
And can you believe in 2017 that's a radical statement? I mean, wow, how far we've slid. The book is Common Sense Business, Principle for Profitable Leadership. I learned so much from the book. You can get it, obviously, everywhere. But, I wouldn't get it from the big globalist combines. I buy it directly from his site or your local bookstore, because if you don't keep those places alive, they're going to have one big giant monopoly over us all. So we'll be right back with Mr. Malik straight ahead.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You know, going back 10 years ago out here, the war on Christmas, and I think, oh, that's made up. And I did more research, and I found they were, like, banning people handing out Christmas cards at schools. Well, that's your First Amendment right. It's not the school, the official religion. And then now it's just everywhere, the demonization, the attacks. By the way, speaking of disinfo, you can't find anywhere where I said that there are slave colonies on Mars. I don't believe any humans have been to Mars. I believe we sent rovers to Mars. I never said that. They say I said we didn't have a moon mission. I've had dinner with, I've hung out with Buzz Aldrin, had him on the show. I believe we've been to the moon. He told me they had a lot of secret stuff that he couldn't talk about, and later that came out in the news. The reason I raised that is they just brought in these stacks of news. I saw this yesterday and didn't respond, but I guess they put it now in hundreds of publications, so now it's a new big push, so I should respond just briefly. This is out of the New York Daily News. This is International Business Times. It's a bunch of others. Alex Jones claims Las Vegas massacre was phony. Alex Jones suggests the Vegas massacre was shooting was fake. I did not say that. Zach, who was in Army Special Operations Command, and I've confirmed who he is, and we've actually been contacted by the feds over it. I'm not supposed to get into it. This is not a Netflix series, okay? This is actually the real deal, okay? Because it's true. They don't just come kill you. They ask you to stop talking about it. It's like Stranger Things or something. Zach, we know who Zach is. He sent us his info months ago. I looked up who the caller was. Couldn't believe it. The voice matches. Did a Skype with him to confirm it. And he's telling us what really happened in Vegas and how it was this Islamic civil war and what Trump was doing next. The FBI came and grabbed him. He's now left the country. He's part Muslim. His mother was Muslim. I'm not going to say who he is. He's actually been in the news before as a famous intelligence analyst and army, you know, hero and stuff. And so I'm explaining that the official story of it being one lone guy is as phony as a $3 bill. They just come out, edit it together, and say that I said it didn't happen. This is what they do. But clearly, they're major league threatened by this. So I want to say, I don't know anything else that Zach told me off air, because I don't let people tell me secret stuff off air. If you're going to say it on air. But he didn't say anything secret. He gave his opinion as a citizen of what's happening. He's now left the U.S. We checked the caller ID. We've got that on the phone system. He called from Morocco. So this isn't make-believe. This is the real show where we have guests that flee to Morocco, okay? So this is going on. Now, Ted Malik, you know, he's the former board member of the Davos Group and head up the Aspen Institute and has been at the very highest levels of the system. It's not all one monolithic system, but he's been criticizing globalism being authoritarian for a long time. So I want to give him the floor now to get into what's happening with Brexit, what's happening in Europe, what's happening with these fights with the unelected EU. He heads up the Theodore Roosevelt Institute as well. He's got the new book out, Common Sense Business. But I'm sorry I had to segue with that. They're just really hitting us with this information.
Well, what's happening in Europe is clearly that nation states are trying to reassert their influence and their importance in this era of a new world economic order and of globalism. So the powers that be, whether it's the United Nations or the European Union or any one of their agents, and there are a number of them, particularly in the world of publications and the world of media, are trying to snuff out and put down all of these national leaders, whether it's Orban in Hungary, the presidency in Poland, the Brexit Nigel Farage and the Conservatives in the UK, anywhere that this occurs, they'd like to put it out, put the fire out, put it away, demonize it, call them racist, call them all names. But the fact is that this is a growing crescendo, that this ball is like a snowball rolling down the mountain. And more entities, more and more people, more and more communities, more and more nation states are now saying we've had enough. We're taking back control. We are going to be independent. Everywhere I go, they pick up Trump's line. We're going to make Italy great again. We're going to make Poland great again. We're going to make Romania great again. You can fill in the blank. So he has unleashed something. It's a power in the world that has to do with the resurgence of the nation state.
And again, I agree. We shouldn't put too positive a prognosis on this because we're having a lot of victories, but they're pushing back. They're striking back. They're getting more nasty. They're suing everybody in tarnation that just tries to promote free market. They're getting more and more shrill. Just at a gut level, Mr. Malik, because you know, you're a smart guy. That's how you got to be one of the board members of the Davos Group and so respected across the world. What is the sense, not just of yourself, but other people who are pragmatic, free market, common sense, successful world citizens? And none of us are against being a world citizen. We're just against forced globalism. What is your pragmatic sense versus what these zealots are pushing? They're like rabid dogs because we don't want an unelected EU. I mean, what's their problem?
Well, I think that if you look at the, you know, man and woman in the street, obviously, they don't know everything that's happening, But they see this burdensome regulatory state, which is very taxing, which drives up the cost of goods, which has basically seen all of or many of their manufacturing jobs flee to other countries like China and Mexico. And they're saying, we have to push back. We have to have other kinds of political leaders to take this fight to the globalists. If you take the discussion within the political circles, I think that there are still a minority of people, but they're ascendant, who are able to coalesce different coalitions.
Exactly, and if it's ascendant, and it's historical, and it's renaissance-based, and it's unstoppable if people get behind it, why aren't more people joining it? And that's what I'm saying, the paradox of it's super popular, it's the sexiest avant-garde thing, and then there's so few leaders in it.
Well, I think there are leaders, and we have to, you know, applaud those who have stepped out of the establishment to be that kind of leader.
Sure, yourself and people like Matt Drudge or Ron Paul or Donald Trump or Nigel Farage. I mean, I know there are a lot of great leaders, hundreds, but per capita, you should have thousands of leaders.
Correct, and we should have more alternative outlets. We should have more radio and television broadcasts. We could even penetrate universities and think tanks, I think, more than we're doing. So I'm not saying that we should have a five-year plan, that this is going to be centrally planned. A lot of it is spontaneous. A lot of it just, sort of takes place. But we have to encourage and fan those flames. So I'm actually, from where I sit, I'm mildly, if not more than mildly encouraged by what I see happening.
I agree, but let's look at worst-case scenario briefly. Then we'll come back into manliness and the big article you want to get into and other topics you want to cover. Again, Mr. Malik, author of Common Sense Business and former one of the managers of the Davos Group. Let's talk worst-case scenario. How can the empire of status strike back?
Well, I think that they control the media to a large extent, at least the mainstream media, so they try to choke us off. They obviously are bringing lawsuits against alternative voices. They are trying to paint everyone who criticizes them with a very dark brush, calling us names, authoritarian and worse. So they have their means, and we have to basically be aware of what they're doing, how they're doing it, and people like Soros who are funding it.
That's right. We've got to alert the people that are out there. You're not just followers. We're not communists. You are the vanguard. The listeners and people that watch this show are people that have been politically involved and aware of this for decades. You're the brain trust. You're the reason we're here. I don't just say patronizingly, you're right beside us. You are not just beside us. They're the heart of this.
Populist movement, that means that it is not only popular, but it's something that the average, normal person needs to join and needs to resist. And it needs to basically vote with their mind share, vote with their political vote, and also, this is very critical, I think, we need to learn how to do this, vote with our wallets.
That's right. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live as we wage war on corruption.
It's Alex Jones.
That's right. Ted Malik's our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at Ted Malik. Very important to do that. During the break, I was back there during the break room getting a glass of iced tea, and I saw it on Fox News on the bottom of the screen. Donald Trump is a destructive force for America. Okay, the stock market's up, hundreds of billions of new jobs, 1.6 million new jobs, double the amount of veterans getting service, 70% less illegals coming across, optimism up, crushing the back of political correctness, making Americans feel good again, on and on and on. And so we've got Davos Man on, who says Davos Man is dead. That's Ted Malik. I mean, the consummate insider, but never a bad guy, promoting Americana from the inside. And they're saying Trump is a currently destructive force. And this is with Republicans on. Again, if I put gas in my car and it runs smooth and I get good gas mileage, it's good gas. If I put bad gas in, it sputters and smoke comes out. I know that place has got bad gas. We've gone from sputtering and backfiring and on fire to starting to cruise pretty smooth down the road. They're going, that's bad gas. That's bad gas. And I'm like, pretty good gas. So, Ted Malik, what do you make of that? And then we'll get into this article you sent me that I was reading from AmericanGreatness.com, The Forgotten Great American Male, Who's Your Daddy? And again, in any culture, the strength of the men and the women is the strength of the culture. This men and women against each other, and then the quotes they've got of James Dean in here, and what does it mean to be a man? This is pretty powerful. But just briefly, how do you gauge a Trump presidency? Well, I mean, I gauge it by stability and the economy and optimism, and it hasn't been this good since the middle of the Reagan administration.
Well, that's actually a very good a trajectory, because we are back now, I think, to the period when Ronald Reagan, through supply-side economics and cultural transformation, saw America come back, and I still hear the music in my left ear. It's morning in America again, and I think we're going to see, we are beginning to see that, and with the tax package, if it goes through now, we'll see an even bigger swing. The stock market continues to go up, unemployment is down, confidence is way up, every single number. I was just, as I told you, with a number of your conservative politicians in the UK, those people are excited about Donald Trump coming to the UK to meet the Queen for a state visit probably in February, because the UK needs to take a lesson from the Donald Trump playbook. So the rest of the world needs to watch what Trump is doing and actually take notes.
And I'll say this, growing up, all the sentimentality and everything, I thought it was annoying. But now that I realize there are forces that want to remove all that, now I realize how precious it is, because it's easy to be young and dumb and rebellious. But then once you get older and you see, wait, we're replacing stuff that was the vanguard of revolutionary human empowerment with a bunch of old-fashioned tyranny. I don't want that.
Well, I mean, I wrote this article, for instance, and I think that politics is downstream from culture. So our culture has become very coarse, very pornographic, and very anti-man. So I ask the question, have we lost this virtue of manliness? You know, whatever happened to manhood? Boys are not doing as well in school. Their males are seen as bad. Men live shorter lives.
So you wrote In Defense of Masculinity. I've got this other one. It doesn't say who wrote it. It's an excellent article. I read it during the breaks, The Forgotten Great American Male. Which one of these is yours?
No, those are both my articles. So I'm trying to beat this drum. You know, not as some kind of warrior who shoots his dinner every night.
Okay, well, just to be clear, the internet cut off your name. Yeah, these really are great. Can I post these to InfoWars?
Absolutely. The question is James Dean's question from Rebel Without a Cause, that is a 1955 movie, a classic, when his son asks him, what do you do when you have to be a man? And the answer today is, I don't know. Worse still, I don't have a clue. I have no guideline. I have no rules. I have no masters. I have no script. So that's why I facetiously ask, who is your daddy in the year 2025?
Well, that's critical. And instead, they're telling little boys, you're really a girl, to literally sabotage. Have you seen the Sean Parker videos where Facebook admits it was a plan to sabotage people? I mean, this is cold-blooded.
Oh, I believe it is. It's very calculated. And they're trying to move us either to a girly man culture or to a androgynous culture, so that there is no longer any notion of a kind of John Wayne or Jimmy Stewart man. And I think we have to fight back. I know that you have a great father. I have a great father. I'd be willing to argue that most people who are successful in business, most people who have made a dent in the universe, have had very significant parental and particularly father relationships.
So why would the establishment assault that? I mean, they tell us they don't want any competition. It's like a grizzly bear that goes and finds
them. Because if you don't have fathers and you don't have strong families, then somebody else is going to take up that vacuum. Who's going to take up that vacuum? That's going to be either feminists, it's either going to be the state, or it's going to be the global institutions. And that's why at the local level, at the family level, at the parental level, we have to take back and be responsible human beings.
Plus, we're happy when we do that. That's when we're fulfilled. Being grovelant, supine minions of the Hollywood culture is a joke. And I mean, how does that fit in the collapse of Hollywood and the whole collapse of their moral authority?
Well, I think this has happened very quickly here, just frankly in the last few months, when we see the whole thing is quite a paper tiger. And it becomes very transparent what is happening in Hollywood, what they've tried to push on us, and who some of their leading lights were, whether it's Weinstein or Kevin Spacey or other demented people. I mean, even the media stars like Charlie Rose now have been exposed. So, I mean, it's almost, no day goes past now when we don't find, another fallen victim to this false impression.
That's what I was about to say. Everything they were telling us about culture being rapist and evil, I guess, was projection, because that's what they're doing. Like, I'm not like running around just grabbing on women everywhere. This is like you said, it's like a madness.
Well, it is basically taken over the culture. And if we could get back to this virtue of manliness, the notion of a gentle man, which actually has a very long history, and it has to do with flourishing human beings and strong cultures, and these were rooted originally in Christendom in Western Europe, we'd be doing the entire world a great service.
Wow. Well, I really enjoyed reading your book a month ago when I got it. Folks, of course, you can find it wherever they want to get it, but if they buy it from a smaller site, unlike Amazon, that would actually help fund the real economy. But I hope you'll come back and join us soon. I know you're going to be coming to Austin soon. So we should have you in studio, not just have dinner. Look forward to having Theodore Roosevelt Malik in studio with us. People can follow him on Twitter, at Ted Malik. Where else should folks follow you?
Well, I think Twitter is the best place, but just read these articles that we keep putting out. And there are any number of great places. I try to put them and spray them all over. Some of them are in mainline media. Some of them are in alternative media. And then there's the number of books that I've written. I think I've written 15 books. So there's no shortage of places to go.
How many people, in closing, inside the main power structure, because so many of them I run into actually know what's going on, but they say the big money men on top, most of them, want this authoritarian system. What percentage of folks inside the power structure are like tuned into what you're tuned into versus, I know it's an oversimplification, but how many people are awake?
Well, I'd like to say that there's 10 or 15% that are there already. There are probably another 10 or 15% that are inclined and willing. And I've been, obviously teaching in universities, so I'm trying to influence the next generation of people. I mean, I think that we have to do this on every front. I was for 5 years chairman of an organization called Great Dads, which I recommend. Parents, this is fathers, covenanting, making a covenant with their children to be great fathers. We need these kinds of support structures.
We have to make the commitment because our whole biological system is under attack by very cold-blooded people. The future war is not targeting armies. It's targeting people themselves. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great, Alex.
Paul Watson's coming up. I'm going to segue a little bit with him with some of the other articles I haven't gotten to just briefly. If you don't financially support us, we won't be here. You have been. That's why we're here, despite everything. That's why when I meet viewers and listeners on the street and they're thanking me, I want to thank you. It is so humbling to look into your eyes of every race, color, and creed, all one race, the human race with red blood. I love you all. We got free shipping extended for 2 more days. A bunch of the specials are going to have to probably end today because we're about to sell out a bunch of the products. Something we won't sell out of because it just came in is the real red pill. While it goes great with brain force, find out about it. I don't have time to get into it all, but the pregnenolone and the vitamins, minerals, amino acids all go together for the amazing building block for all the major hormones in your body. It is a neuron steroid, but totally legal and totally good for you, according to the reports out there. Find out about the real red pill, the next game changer. InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After a year.